In the morning, I ran into Bobby Jorgensen. I was loading Hueys up on the helipad, and when the last bird took off while I was putting on my shirt, I looked over and saw him leaning against my Jeep waiting for me. It was a surprise. He seemed smaller than I remembered, a little squirrel of a guy, short and stumpy looking. He nodded nervously. "Well," he said. At first I just looked down at his boots. Those boots. I remembered them from when I got shot. Out along the Song Trabong, a bullet inside me, all that pain. But for some reason, what stuck in my memory was the smooth, unblemished leather of his fine new boots. Factory black, no scuffs or dust or red clay. The boots were one of those vivid details you can't forget, like a pebble or a blade of grass. You just stare and think, "Dear Christ, there's the last thing on earth I'll ever see." Jorgensen blinked and tried to smile. Oddly, I almost felt some pity for him. "Look," he said, "can we talk?" I didn't move. I didn't say a word. Jorgensen's tongue flicked out, moving along the edge of his mustache, then slipped away. "Listen, man, I fucked up," he said. "What else can I say? I'm sorry. When you got hit, I kept telling myself to move, move, but I couldn't do it. Like I was full of drugs or something. You ever feel like that? Like you can't even move?" "No," I said. "I never did." "But can't you at least..."
"Excuses?"
Jorgensen's lip twitched.
"No. I botched it, period. Got all frozen up, I guess. The noise and shooting and everything, my first firefight, I couldn't handle it. When I heard about the shock, the gangrene, I felt like... I felt miserable. Nightmares, too. I kept seeing you lying out there, heard you screaming, but it was like my legs were filled up with sand. They didn't work. I'd keep trying, but I couldn't make my goddamn legs work."
He made a small sound in his throat, something low and feathery. And for a second, I was afraid he might bawl. That would have ended it. I would have patted his shoulder and told him to forget it. But he kept control. He swallowed whatever the sound was and forced a smile and tried to shake my hand. It gave me an excuse to glare at him.
"It's not that easy," I said. "Tim, I can't go back and do things over, my ass."
Jorgensen kept pushing his hand out at me. He looked so earnest, so sad and hurt, that it almost made me feel guilty. Not quite, though. After a second, I muttered something and got into my Jeep and put it to the floor and left him standing there. I hated him for making me stop hating him.